From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting another global effort to resolve the Syrian crisis. Syria's conflict will be high on the agenda for U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who embarks Thursday on a trip to Tunisia, Austria, and Turkey. In Vienna, world powers Saturday will launch the second round of talks on Syria's political future. Regional analyst David Lesh of Trinity University says while the talks bring 17 world powers, the UN and EU together on ways to end the nearly five-year civil war, differences remain.
There are wide gaps between many of the participants, those that support the Syrian government and those that are against the Syrian government, particularly over the disposition of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. One of the biggest problems is the nature of the opposition, which has been fragmented from the beginning and still is fragmented.
He says Syria, along with allies Iran and Russia, view almost all the opposition in Syria as terrorists and therefore unacceptable as negotiating partners. Speaking Wednesday at a meeting on Malta among European and African officials, French President François Hollande said Africa needs more international development and aid in order to curb the flow of migrants to Europe.
L'enjeu, c'est de limiter.
Mr. Hollande says what is at stake is to limit immigration and make development a key part of the solution. He says most migrants are from Eritrea and Sudan and called for maximum pressure on their leaders to mend a serious situation. Meanwhile, EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says African leaders are the key to solving the issue.
I believe that we are today in a position that was unimaginable even 7-8 months ago.
The two-day summit, which ends Thursday, is focusing on the reasons why people are leaving their home countries. Europe has offered nearly $2 billion in aid to African countries. This is VOA News. The UN says it could rush peacekeepers to Burundi if calm does not return to the East African country soon. One option would be sending in soldiers from neighboring Congo. The African Union also could intervene with a peacekeeping force. Violence exploded in April when President Pierre Nkurunziza announced his bid for a third term, a move the opposition denounced as unconstitutional. The top UN official in Iraq, Jan Kubisch, said Wednesday that Iraq's security forces are making slow but deliberate progress against self-proclaimed Islamic State fighters who control large swaths of the country's territory.
In central Iraq, the Iraqi security forces, popular mobilization forces, and tribal volunteers have retaken key areas, including Beji, which is now under government control. The pro-government forces have proven their ability to conduct military operations in several areas simultaneously. The global coalition to counter ISIL has become more effective in supporting the Iraqi security forces and the Peshmerga, both in direct military activities and training and in providing supplies of material.
He says Iraqi forces and tribal volunteers are planning more liberation operations in areas such as the Anbar province capital, Ramadi, and the northern Kurdish region. But he cautioned the Islamic State is far from defeated, possesses the funding and military capacities to, in his words, prolong its reign of terror over large parts of Iraq. According to VOA correspondent Steve Herman, Myanmar's opposition National League for Democracy has captured at least 273 seats in Sunday's parliamentary election and needs less than 60 more to form a majority government, ending decades of military-led rule. Herman says President Thein Sein has congratulated opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi on the apparent landslide victory.
The government is now acknowledging that and reaching out to Aung San Suu Kyi and the NLD and saying from the president's office directly that President Thein Sein will work for a peaceful transition of power.
The country's information minister says the president has accepted an offer from the Nobel laureate to hold talks once the election process is complete. Rival factions of al-Shabaab militants have clashed in Somalia in the latest sign of a split over whether to align with al-Qaeda or the Islamic State. The fighting near Sakow in the middle Juba region killed 9 fighters and wounded 8 from both sides. Some al-Shabaab fighters have called for the group to end its longtime alliance with al-Qaeda and pledge loyalty to the IS group. Angola Wednesday marked 40 years of independence with President José Eduardo dos Santos vowing to respect human rights and basic freedoms. Mr. Dos Santos, who has been in power for 36 years, has been criticized over a crackdown on human rights. Amnesty International cites instances of arbitrary arrest, prison terms, forced disappearances, torture, and extrajudicial killings of perceived political opponents. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.